This is the Sakar Merli of the 14th of August 2024. Essence, sweet children, your eternal relationship is of brothers. Your corporeal forms are of brothers and sisters, and this is why you can never have criminal vision. Question: who become the victorious eight jewels? What is their value? Answer: those whose minds don't have any criminal thoughts, those whose eyes are completely civil, are the ones who become the special eight jewels. They attain their Karmatit stage. Their value is so high that when anyone experiences bad omens, they are made to wear a ring of eight jewels. They believe that their omens will be removed by wearing that ring. Those who become the eight jewels remain constantly aware of being brothers because they have far-sighted intellects. Om Shanti. You spiritual children know what your name is. You are called Brahmins. There are so many Brahma Kumars and Kumaris. This proves that you are adopted children. Because you are all children of the one Father, you are definitely adopted. Only you Brahma Kumars and Kumaris are adopted children. There are many children. One type are the children of Prajapita Brahma, and the other type are the children of the Supreme Father, the Supreme Soul, Shiva. And so they definitely have a connection between themselves. That one has spiritual children, and this one has physical children. If they are that one's children, they are like brothers. The children of Prajapita Brahma become corporeal brothers and sisters. A brother and sister never have a criminal relationship. They say of you that you make everyone into brothers and sisters through which there is a pure relationship and there isn't criminal vision. By your having this vision for just one birth, there won't be criminal vision in the future. It isn't that you consider yourselves to be brothers and sisters there. There you are like emperors and empresses. You children now know that you are at the most auspicious confluence age and that all of you are brothers and sisters. There is the name Prajapita Brahma. The world doesn't know when Prajapita Brahma existed. You are sitting here and you know that you are the auspicious confluence to aged BKs. This would not be called a religion. This is a clan that is being established. You belong to the Brahmin clan. You can say that you Brahma Kumars and Kumaris are definitely the children of Prajapita Brahma. This is something new. You can say that you are BKs. In fact, all of us are brothers, children of the one Father. So you would not say that you are adopted by him. We souls are his children eternally. The Supreme Father is the Supreme Soul. The word supreme cannot be given to anyone else. Only the one who is completely pure can be called the Supreme. You would not say that everyone has purity. You learn purity at this confluence age. You are residents of the most auspicious confluence age. Just as you speak of the residents of the Iron Age and the residents of the Golden Age. Many people know about the Golden and Iron Ages. if someone has a far-sighted intellect, he can understand that there is the confluence age between the Iron Age and the Golden Age. In the scriptures, they have spoken of God coming in every age. The Father says, I do not come in every age. It should remain in your intellects that you are the most auspicious confluence-aged Brahma, Kumars and Kumaris. We are neither in the Golden Age nor in the Iron Age. After the Confluence Age, the Golden Age definitely has to come. You are now making effort to go to the Golden Age. No one can go there without having purity. At this time, you are making effort to become pure. Not everyone is pure. There are many who are impure. Whilst moving along, they fall, and then they go and drink nectar secretly. In fact, those who renounce nectar and drink poison are not allowed to come here for some time. However, it is also remembered, when nectar was being distributed, vicious devils used to go and sit there secretly. It is said, when such impure ones come and sit in such a gathering of Indra, they are cursed. There is also the story of an angel who brought a vicious person into the gathering. What did her condition become? Those who are vicious will definitely fall. This is a matter of understanding. Those who are vicious cannot ascend. It is said that he, the vicious person, was then turned to stone. It isn't that human beings become stone or trees. They become those with stone intellects. They come here to become those with divine intellects. But when they secretly drink poison, it means that they will remain those with stone intellects. This is explained personally, whereas it is just written in the scriptures for people to read about. They have called that the court of Indra, and they have shown a variety of angels there. Jewels are also number-wise. Some are very good jewels and others less so. The value of some is less, whereas some have a lot of value. They make many rings of the nine jewels. They advertise these, even though they are just called jewels. You are sitting here, but amongst you too it is said, this one is a diamond, this one is an emerald, this one is a ruby, a topaz. There is the difference of day and night. There is a lot of difference in their value too. In the same way, you are also compared to flowers. There are various flowers too. You children know who the flowers are. The Brahmin teachers who come as guides are very good flowers. Some students are much cleverer in explaining. Baba would not give a flower to the teacher but to the student. Many qualities of some students are better than those who teach. They don't have any vices. Some have defects such as evil spirits of anger and greed. The Father knows that that one is a favourite guide and that this one is a second number guide. Some guides are not such favourites as the students. Those whom they bring are the favourites. It does happen that those who teach are caught in the claws of Maya and go into vice. There are also many who remove many others from the quicksand, but who then become trapped in it themselves. Maya is very powerful. You children understand that criminal eyes are very deceitful. Whilst you have criminal eyes, you are unable to follow the direction to be a brother and sister. Civil eyes change into criminal eyes. When your eyes stop being criminal and you develop strong civil eyes, that is called the Karmateet stage. Each of you has to check yourself to this extent. Whilst you live together, there should be no vision of vice. Here you become brothers and sisters, and there is the sword of knowledge in between you. You have to make a firm promise to remain pure. However, some write, Baba, there is an attraction. We haven't yet made that stage firm. We continue to make effort so that it doesn't happen. Only when our eyes become completely civil can we gain victory. Your stage has to be such that no thoughts arise. This is called the Karmateet stage. This is the destination. Such a wonderful rosary is created. There is a rosary too of 8 jewels. There are many children. The Sun and Moon Dynasty clans are being established here. Out of all of them, there are only 8 jewels who pass fully and claim a scholarship. They place Shiva, the diamond, who made them into such jewels, in the middle of them. When people experience bad omens, they wear a ring of 8 jewels. At this time, there are the omens of Rahu over Bharat. At first, there were the omens of the Lord of the Tree, that is, the omens of Jupiter. You were Golden Age deities who ruled the world. Then there were the omens of Rahu. You now know that you used to have the omens of Jupiter. His name is the Lord of the Tree. In brief, he is called Jupiter. We truly had the omens of Jupiter when we were the masters of the world, whereas there are now the omens of Rahu, and we have become like shells. Each one of you can understand this. There is no question of asking about it. People ask their gurus if they will pass a particular examination. Here too, some ask Baba, will I pass? Baba says, if you continue to move along making such effort, why would you not pass? However, Maya is very powerful. She brings storms. At this time, you would be moving along well. But what if many storms come as you move along? You are now on a battlefield, so how can I give a guarantee? Previously, a rosary used to be created. Those who were placed as number 2 or 3 are no longer here. They have become complete thorns. The father said, a rosary of Brahmins cannot be created. You are on a battlefield. Today someone is a Brahmin, and tomorrow he or she would become a Shudra. When they indulge in vice, they become Shudras, and there are the omens of Rahu. You used to make effort for the omens of Jupiter, and the Lord of the Tree was teaching you. As you were moving along, you were slapped by Maya, and there were the omens of Rahu. Some become traitors. This happens everywhere. They leave one country and go to another country to seek refuge there. Then those people also see that they are of use to them, and so they give them refuge. Many become such traitors. They take an aeroplane and fly it to another country. They then return the aeroplane and give refuge to that person. they don't give refuge to the aeroplane, because that is the property of another government. They return that which doesn't belong to them, but they do give refuge to the people who have come to them. You children have now come to seek refuge with the Father. You say, maintain my honour. Draupadi called out, they are stripping me, save me from becoming impure. No one in the Golden Age ever becomes impure. That is called a completely viceless world. Little children are viceless anyway. They remain completely viceless while living at home. Although husband and wife live together, they remain viceless. This is why you say, we are changing into Narayan from an ordinary man and into Lakshmi from an ordinary woman. That world is viceless. Ravan doesn't exist there. That is called the kingdom of Rama. Shiv Baba is called Rama. To chant the name Rama means to remember the Father. When children chant Rama, Rama, they only have the incorporeal one in their intellects. They say Rama, Rama and leave out Sita. They also take the name of Sri Krishna and leave out Radha. Here there is just the one Father, and he says, constantly remember me alone. Sri Krishna cannot be called the purifier. In childhood, Radha and Krishna were not brother and sister. They belonged to separate kingdoms. Little children are always pure anyway. Baba also says, little children are flowers. They don't have any vision of vice. As they grow older, their vision is drawn to vice. This is why a child and a great soul, a Mahatma, are considered to be equal. In fact, a child is even higher than the Mahatma. A Mahatma knows that he was born through vice. Little children are not aware of that. As soon as a child belongs to the father, he has the inheritance. You become the masters of the kingdom of the world. It is a matter of yesterday when you were the masters of the world. You are now becoming that again. You receive so much attainment. So what is the big deal if husband and wife become brother and sister and remain pure? Some effort is required. Yes, you now receive the omens of Jupiter number-wise, according to the efforts you make. You do go to heaven, but some claim a high status by studying, and some claim an ordinary status. Some become flowers and others become something else. This is a garden. So you claim a status accordingly. You have to make a lot of effort to become such flowers. This is why Baba brings flowers to show you children. There are many types of flower in a garden. The Golden Age is a garden of flowers, whereas this is a jungle of thorns. You are now making effort to change from thorns into flowers. You make effort to save yourselves from pricking one another like thorns. To the extent that someone makes effort, accordingly he will become victorious. The main thing is that you become the conquerors of the world by conquering lust. This depends on you children. The young ones have to make a lot of effort, whereas the older ones have to make less effort. Those who are in the stage of retirement have to make even less effort. Little children too have to make even less effort. You know that you are receiving the property of the sovereignty of the world. So what does it matter if you remain pure for one birth to receive that? Such ones are called celibate ones, who remain pure from birth till the end. Those who have become pure are attracted to the Father. Children can be saved if they continue to receive this knowledge from childhood. Little children are ignorant, but when they go outside to school, etc., they are coloured by the company they keep. It is said good company takes you across, and bad company drowns you. The Father says, I am taking you across to Chevalier. The Golden Age is a completely new world. Very few people will be there, then growth will take place. Very few deities reside there. So you have to make effort to go to the new world. Acha. To the sweetest beloved, long lost and now found children, love, remembrance and good morning from the mother, the father, Bapdada. The spiritual father says namaste to you spiritual children, and you spiritual children say namaste to the spiritual father. Essence Vedana. 1. In order to become a favourite of the father, become virtuous. Imbibe virtues well and become a flower. Remove defects. Never prick anyone like a thorn does. 2. In order to pass fully and to claim a scholarship, create such a stage that you don't remember anything. Let your eyes become completely civil. Let there constantly be the omens of Jupiter over you. Blessing. May you be a jewel of contentment and constantly full of all attainments by using all the treasures in a worthwhile way in your Brahmin life. The greatest treasure of all in Brahmin life is to remain content. Where there are all attainments, there is contentment. And where there is contentment, there is everything. Those who are jewels of contentment are embodiments of all attainments. Their song is, I have attained everything I wanted to attain. The way to remain full of all attainments is to use all the treasures you have received in a worthwhile way, because the more you use those treasures in a worthwhile way, the more they will increase. Slogan. A holy swan is one who always selects pearls of goodness and not pebbles of defects. Om Shanti.